Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and every day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. Now, if you're new here, let me give you a big welcome. We're so excited to have you here. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the unity of believers. In my middle school years, I played alto saxophone in the school band. I loved the sound of the saxophone and had wanted to learn to play it since a young age. I started in the school beginner band, but with extra lessons, moved up to the concert band. I still remember something the band conductor did before every rehearsal. Section by section, she would have us tune our instruments. On the saxophone, this meant adjusting the mouthpiece forward or backward to get it in the right position. The location of the mouthpiece impacted whether the horn was in tune or not. But it wasn't just essential that my saxophone was in tune. It was critical that all the saxophones were in tune with one another and that we were in tune with the rest of the band. It didn't matter how accurately or how beautifully I played my instrument if I was out of tune with the other band members. Have you ever heard a band that was out of tune? It's not a pretty sight. But when all the members are in tune with one another, the music produces a beautiful experience for all. God desires His church to be in tune with Himself and with one another. Nothing interrupts the work of God and discredits the church like disunity. A church that is not in unity with God and one another is dysfunctional and ineffective. Disunity prohibits our message from being a beautiful sound to the community. But when a church comes together in unity, our message is compelling and contagious. If you have read the New Testament epistles written by the Apostle Paul, you know that he was writing to churches, many of which were still in development. Paul often wrote to teach, but also to correct problems and issues that were surfacing. The issue of the unity of believers continued to come up. Knowing that unity was essential to the ministry of the churches, Paul wrote often about the unity of the believers. Listen to these powerful calls to unity. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. And in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 and 3, Paul wrote, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. The goal is not unity in everything. Being humans, it's normal to have differing ideas and opinions. We won't always see eye to eye, and that's not a bad thing. The goal, as Paul tells us in Ephesians 4, is to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. When a group of believers come together in unity around the Scripture, the work of the Spirit, and the Great Commission, that church will have an impact for Christ. Psalm 133, verse 1 says, behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. You see, unity is refreshing. It is uplifting. When we learn to set aside our personal preferences, ideas, and opinions that in the end don't really matter, we gain a unity that is good and pleasant. So let this podcast episode be a call to unity. Let's unite around the purpose of God, the mission of the church, the inerrancy of Scripture, the power of the Holy Spirit, and a prevailing love for one another. If we can commit to this kind of unity, we will be in tune with one another, and together we will make beautiful music for the world to hear. In the book of Acts, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was outpoured on 120 believers who were in one mind and one accord. In an atmosphere of unity, the Spirit was given. I believe the same is true today. When believers come together in unity, we can expect God to bless us with His presence and His power. And here's today's challenge. Let's pray and ask God to bring us together in unity so that we can be in tune with God and one another. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you like this podcast, you can help us find new listeners by leaving a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. You see, podcasts with more ratings and reviews move up in Apple's algorithm. And as a result, more people discover the podcast. And yes, it really does help. So let me thank you in advance. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.